Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Marani Mimarasi. Rav Noam Yisrael, Ben Binyamin Chayin HaKohen, Rav Shai Ben Lea, Rav Avin Yosef Ben Chana, Adina Baruch Abbas Esther Hadassa, Rav Baruch Abbas Lev Chos Ayedeyem, Necha Gito, Bas Maris Rachel Esther, Baruch Abbas Lech Abuchol Maaseh Yodeha, Baruch Nisu Bagashmias, Hi Bachol Yotzecha Letzeh, Bachol Anubim Yileha, we'll be learning a tshuva b'siyata d'shmaya. I love learning tshuva svarim and so b'shmak from the sefer Zkan Aroin, the Madura Tinyan and Yeridei and Simon Samach Vav. This was a tshuva written right before the Holocaust on the Sunday, the 17th of Kislev, Tafresh Tzadi Ches, which is usually 1938. So it should be either the beginning of 1938 or the end of 1937. And Zkan Aroin was going with Aaron Valkin, who was a very, very choshev poisek and rav. Born in 1864, he was nifter in 1942. He was the Rav Lior Pinsk Karlin. He was a posek in Europe. He has his Chidushim al Hashas, the Beis Aharon al Hashas, and the Tshuvat Zkan Aroin. He learned in his youth in Volozhin. He was a close Talmud of the Netziv, and he lived in Kovna. Then in the Kollel Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, there he got smicha for to be a rav, to be a dayan. At 30, he became the rav of Gorzat in Lithuania, in place of Rav Yitzchak Ponovitcher, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Rabinovitz, who became at that point the rav of Ponovitch. In 1905, he became the rav of the city Shad. In 1911, he became the rav of the city Amtsislav, which is in White Russia. He was very active in Agudas Yisrael. He came to America in 1913 with Dr. Meir Hiltzheimer to collect money for Agudas Yisrael. After the First World War, after the Bolsheviks came to power, Rachmana Litzlan, he was placed in jail for a number of months. In his Akdama to a Sefer from Bava Kama, he writes, "Kosle beisa asurim yirchichu. That this Rav is sitting in jail with the worst criminals, and he's writing his Chidushim. I happen to know a Rav who was in jail recently, the last few years, and Yitak also sat in jail. I mean, Rav Volkin sat in jail for doing nothing wrong, but the Bolsheviks were cruel people. This Rav, I don't know how beseder he was, Akoponim, he also wrote his sefer in jail. Eventually he got to Poland, there he became the Rav in the Pinsk Karlin, and in the year 1910, traveled to England, where Blazer Gordon held a Rosh Yeshiva to raise money after the big fire in Tafrei Samiches. Very famously, Blazer Gordon held a Rosh Yeshiva was nifter in that trip. Rav Volkin gave a hesped for him. Maybe we'll have other shiurim, some of his spadim. He's beautiful as Spadim, Rav Volkin. And his sons are Reb Chaim Volkin, who learned in Kelm, in the Mir, the son-in-law of Yaakov Shapira Volozhin, the net grandson of the Nitziv, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Volkin, learned in Kalmir also. He was a Rav in Antipol until the Holocaust. He was killed very young. Shmuel David Volkin learned in the Mir, Slobodka, Radin. He was the Rav in Lokotsch, and he worked to save the Mir Yeshiva, Derech Japan, Shanghai. From the whole family, he was the only one to survive the Holocaust. He moved to the United States, wrote the Sefer Ramat Shmuel. He died in New York in 79. His son is a very famous mashgiach here in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Chaim Volkin. Still alive, Baruch Hashem, one of the big mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael. So, that's a little bit of the history of Rav Aaron Volkin. And this is a tshuva that he wrote to Rav Baruch Halberstam. Again, right before the Holocaust, a very, very interesting tshuva. Advar she'elasa moshel tztaka shenis nadvu mefurish letzorech talmid Torah im rashoim lishanoisam letzorech beis hasefer lenaros hanikra beis Yaakov. Yihave zehoi roda mikidusha v'kaimelan ein moiridim. So Avar can here has a shayla about tztaka monies. We know you're not allowed to be moirid tztaka monies from their purpose, from their design purpose, use them for something less holy. We see at the end of Maseches Megillah, you now that it lowers something from its a holier purpose to a less holy purpose. So you're allowed to take money that was given for the Talmud Torah, are you allowed to give it to the Beis Yaakov for the Megillah, for the girls? That was the Shaila. Are you allowed to teach Torah to girls? How about that? Let's start with that. Are you allowed to teach Torah to girls? Sota Mishnah Davchof Ben Azai proves Chayav Olam in Bita Torah. Ben Azai says that you have to teach it to your daughter Torah, because if she drinks from the Sota waters and she doesn't die, immediately, that's because the S'chus is Torah. So Ben Azai says, don't say the water isn't checking her. The water checks her. But if she has the S'chus of Torah, then that's what's Torah. That saves her. And that means you have to teach your daughter Torah. Chayv adam lamed espito Torah. Rabbi Eliezer is a different opinion. He says, call him lamed espito Torah. Lem de tiflus. It's like teaching her various perushim as to what tiflus is, but definitely not important things. Definitely not good things. Not a good thing to teach your daughter Torah. The halacha, the Rambam paskins, and many other poskim, like Reb Elazar. So therefore, if it's true that you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah, yesh lehispale al ikra tnua chadosha, can't understand this new movement, sheneschadshe b'shanim achronos, that was mischadesh in the latter years, lechoinein batei sefer, to establish schools in every city and call it Beis Yaakov. The Tnua Zos Niftacha B'Gedoylim Goinim B'Tzadikim B'Chol Acharedim Shebedor. The Sfasem Adi, the Imre Emes is behind it. The Heiliger Chofetz Chaim, of course, famously. And many other Gedoyle Yisrael are behind this Beis Yaakov. As a matter of fact, the outliers who weren't in favor, let's say Satmar, so that's an exception. The rule is that the Rabbanim were in favor of Beis Yankiv. How can they be in favor of Beis Yankiv? This is against Halacha and the warning of Chazal. It says, Lahefech, don't teach your daughters Torah, and that's the way it's Paskin Mahalacha. Hilum Alam de Tiflus. Are they missing a Halacha? So we have to say that there's samech on the chiluk of the Rambam. The Rambam writes Talmud Torah in the first parak. It's kimalam de tiflus, and the Rambam says, "Bamed varam amurim Torah shebal peh." Only Torah shebal peh is tiflus. But Torah shebichsab, you're allowed to teach her. So these Beis Yankibs are not teaching the girls Gemara, they're teaching them Tanakh. And Torah Shebichsav, there's no Isserik, even according to Rebbe Lazar. And that's the Gedolei Ador with Somichan, but we have to understand the Chiluk of the Rambam. Omnom akati chiluko shel Rambam gufa tzorich biu. Me'ezem mokor shoav leforesh. De plukte de ben azai v'Rebbe Lazar hu betorah shebaal peh dafke. V'al lechoyra noyach yoser hayi leforesh lehefech. De betorah shebichsav pligi, aval betorah shebaal peh. Gam leben azay yaser. Chora, we should say fakert. The whole argument is in Torah Shebichsav that Ben Azay says okay and Rebbe Lazar says not okay. But in Torah Shebaal Peh, even Ben Azay asers. In order not to make a machlokes between Ben Azay with Stamma de Mishnah of Ashas Bekidushin Daf Choftes, that were memayit banos mechi of Talmud Torah, from the pasuk of limaditem as the same as Benechem. Midarshin b'naychem v'lo even esaychem. Midarshin your sons and not your daughters. V'lufi haRambam, shebetorah shebaal peh u depligi, v'gam b'zeh sefer ben azay dechayev l'lamda, v'al korchenu de ben azay yiflog al miyut b'naychem v'lo even esaychem. According to the Rambam, that Torah shebaal peh is the whole machlokes, and ben azay holds all across the board, you have to teach them baal peh and b'chsav. So that means that Ben Azay is arguing with the miyut of Bneichem below Ben Aseichem. He says, no, you have to teach your daughters. So you want to make such a big machlokas like that, but if you say the whole machlokas is only in Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaalpeh Ben Azay holds his usher, so we can say that Ben Azay also darshins Bneichem below Ben Aseichem about Torah Shebaalpeh, and not Torah Shebichsav. So we have to understand how the Rambam gets this chiluk. So Rav Volkin is marich a little bit, and he says that eventually he gets to the chiddush that it has to be that according to Ben Azai, you're teaching her Torah Shebaal Peh. It has to be. And you can't say that according to Ben Azay, there's no lima Torah Shebaal Peh for girls, only Torah Shebichsav. How do you know that according to Ben Azay, there's lima Torah Shebaal Peh? And therefore, the Rambam learns that when Rebbe Lazar argues, he's only arguing about the Torah Shebaal Peh part and not the Torah Shebichsav part, to minimize the machlokes. Because the Mishnah says, im yesh l'schus aysa tolala yesh. Sometimes the schus is told 1 year, sometimes 2 years, sometimes 3 years. Mikana Rabban Azay Chayav Nalam Es Bita Torah. From here you see that you have to teach your daughter Torah. Why? Shim Tishta, if she drinks Teda, she'll know she has schus Torah. That it was the schus that was Torah for her. What do you mean it was the schus that she's going to know the schus Torah? In other words, she learned the parasha, and Chazal or Medayik from the parasha that the schus is tolala. They learn from the pasuk of v'niksa v'nizra zera, v'niksa idei schuyos k'dei zriya zera tes chadashim eish amrim yoser. So how does she become clean? By the merit of Torah. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph has various drushes about the schus is tola and how long the schus is tola. Rashi here brings one of them from the niksa of an Izra Zara. Through the niksa, through the v'schus, it's going to last Meshach HaZman Shel V'Nizra Zara. And that's 9 months. So the schus can last 9 months. Another opinion, 12 months. It's another opinion, 3 months. So we have a brisa later on. So you see, you have to know Torah Shebaal Peh. So what is it? What does the Mishnah say? Ben Azay says, oh, it must be she's learning Torah because she knows Schus is Tola. The only way you know Schus is Tola is because Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. So the makor is Torah she'bal peh. So it must be she's learning Torah she'bal peh. And that's also meduyik here in Rashi. Tira v'tilmad b'parasha sotah she'schus told the afinim niktanis v'zera v'niksai de'schuyos k'dezriyas tes chadoshim yisom yershik v'farish b'gemara. Why does Rashi marich here? Rashi just tell us pashut. She knows the schus is toila. She's going to learn parasha sotah and she'll know the schus is toila. No. Rashi goes into the drasha to tell us it's the drasha of Torah she'bal peh. So she has to know Torah she'bal peh. So namish kevaldik in Rashi that that Ben Azai holds, they have to even teach her Torah Shabbal Peh, not only Torah Shabbichsav, even Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's Ben Azai's argument. Ben Azai holds the teacher even Torah Shabbal Peh. And Rabbi Lezer argues on the Torah Shabbal Peh part. And he agrees, according to the Rambam, in the Torah Shebichsav. He says there, Rabbi Lezer only argues in Torah Shebichsav, and Isaac clearly holds you can teach your Torah Shebichsav, as we just explained. But what about Torah Shebichsav? There, Rabbi Lezer argues. There, Rabbi Lezer agrees that you can Torah Shebichsav, you're allowed to teach her. Problem is, the Rambam says, in that very halacha, it's Kamalam de Tiflis. It's not kim lam de tiflis if he teaches her Torah Shebichsav. But the chatchila, he still shouldn't teach her Torah Shebichsav. So it's still not kishmak according to the Rambam to teach her Torah Shebichsav. Not kim lam de tiflis, but it still shouldn't be done. So the fact that it's not kishmak to learn Torah Shebichsav for girls, you know, it's not tiflus, could be learned from Hakel, because it says that the men come lilmod, and the women come lishmoa. If they're just listening, they're not really looking in the sefer. That's the Bach says. The ikar madiyadina denashim mutaris b'Torah Shebichsav is from the pasuk of Hakel anashim v'anashim, from the Maamar of Hakel. And from there we learn that women are mutar b'talmud Torah, but there's a chilik between men and women. Men are coming to learn, and women are coming lishmoa. So they're just coming to listen. They're not b'kvius. They just hear what the person is saying. They're not actually learning. Therefore, the Rambam gets that Torah Shebichsav, you shouldn't even teach girls, not Kamalam de Tiflis. But also, it's not ideal. Otherwise, we would say that women are also coming Luma. No, they're just coming Lishma, they're not even looking inside. And that's only Chumash. And what about Nevi'im Iksuvim? Where do you get Nevi'im Iksuvim from? And Rav Volkan brings a raya from the Gemara. That Nevi'im Iksuvim aren't called Mikra. HaTorah Zu Mikra Sher Kasavti Zu Nevi'im Iksuvim. It's not even called Mikra. So who says that this heter is can be expanded to Nevi'im Iksuvim? Maybe it's only Chumash like we find by Hakel. So the answer is, like the famous Ramah, that first of all, girls have to learn the dinim that are shaykh to them. The dinim that are shaykh to them, they have to learn. That already is enough. Of course you have to teach them that. And then in addition, it's pasha to save them from shmad. And that's really the bottom line. Bottom line is that if the girls don't go to Jewish schools, there'll be no more Jewish girls. And they're going to assimilate and intermarry, and that's basically the end of the Jewish people. So we live in a generation where it's critical to send girls to school, and therefore there's no question about it. You have to. And concludes Rav Volkan, It's not only mutter, it's a mitzvah. And it's not called Harada V'Kedusha. It's gevaldik to give to the Talmud Torah. And techazak and yedea oizim laharvitz but they say for Beis Yaakov v'schus nashim tzidkanios neg'ala v'gula rishayna v'gam ata nikave ki v'schus en yavu m'shiach tzidkenu v'nizke l'benyini reinu d'vir beis tefarteinu v'mehera v'yameinu amen. So we have a powerful tshuva. He says you're allowed to take the tzedakah money for the boys, give it to the girls. It's not a harada v'kedusha. It's mamish pikuach nefashos for the girls, and that's what we need. We need girls learning Torah, because Klal Yisrael needs women, obviously. And he even writes, "Levai shi abat batei talmud Torah l'scharim kedusha v'ruach tahara kumu batei sefer labanos." Levai that in the chadarim, in the Talmud Torah for the boys, they should have a kedusha and a ruach tahara like there isn't for the girls. Right, you see that sometimes to this day, sometimes in yeshivas, you know, boys aren't always as serious, and sometimes there aren't tests, and, you know, they slack off, and today there's, you know, iPhones, and movies, and lots of stuff going on that can really distract a person from chovaso ba'olamo. And boys, you know, have a very strong yetzahara in their teenage years. Girls also do, but in a different way. And the sishal of halavaya, our boys' schools should be as good as our girls' schools. And I can echo that today, that halavai, some of our yeshivas should be as pure and holy as some of our Batei Yaakov. So we should be zocha mitzvah Shem, like he asks, that Shem should be gaolas b'schus nashim tzidkanias. Shalom, shalom. Hopefully we'll see more tshuvas from the Zakan Aaron. Bring him back to life. Jesus sosa tovus b'kever. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.